We are starting a little late and we will run a little late. My name is Philip Campbell. I am the editor-in-chief of Nature, and Nature, in its role, naturally does a lot about communication. We concentrate above all on communicating with scientists and within the research community and the people around the research community. This session is about communication to a wider audience. So I will just mention one quick story which I think sets this session in context in a very particular way. So in 2002, Nature published a paper which was the first creation of an anti-atom. This was at CERN, where they created anti-hydrogen. So this was a very pure piece of research, but it gained enormous media attention, and of course CERN has a publicity machine, and so lots of visitors to CERN saw all about it, and unusually also it got picked up in a film that many of you may have seen, some of you may respect, called Angels and Demons, which was heavily based around antimatter technology. But also, more interestingly, to me anyway, the people who did that experiment created some software which they sent out to schools, which allowed people to run virtual anti-hydrogen experiments. And they measured the impact of that by actually talking to schools before and after the software was used, looking at the comprehension that was gained. And they fed that into a research assessment exercise that happened recently in Britain as a measure of the societal impact of their research. So there you have, in one example, a lot of the agendas that we are talking about today. Schools, education, but also public awareness as opposed to public understanding, two very different things. So without more ado, I'm going to introduce our panelists, and then we'll hear from each of them in the order in which I introduce them. And then we'll have a brief panel discussion, and then we will invite questions. So to speak first will be Professor Günter Ziegler from the Free University of Berlin. Then Julia Higgins, who is the former Vice President and Foreign Secretary of the Royal Society. Then Yi Chong Li, who's Chairman of the Governing Board of the International Science, Technology and Innovation Center for South-South Cooperation under the auspices of UNESCO. And then Rana Dajani, who is Associate Professor in Jordan and a visiting professor at Yale Stem Cell Center and also at the University of Cambridge. And also we are joined by Man Zawati at the end, who is one of the young scientists attending this meeting. They had a session yesterday, and one of them was elected to join this panel, and that is him, and he too will say a few words. So without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Professor Ziegler.